What's up, y'all? It's Mike the Movie Guy, or you can call me Mike Pierce, whichever one you want. I got a blog called iwatchmike.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. But let's talk about an Audioboo TV review. Yes, The Walking Dead. I believe this was episode 5 of season 3. It came out last weekend on November 11th. The episode was called Say the Word. And good Lord, this was started off good for me. Well, okay. Let me look at my notes here. Is it just me, or is this whole Mayberry town where the governor has, is it just a big joke? It's either too good to be true, and they've got some serious, I don't know, but the town just, the more I watch the show, I'm thinking, it's such a joke, and no wonder Michonne knows that something's up, but Andrea's snatch ass can't see it. Let's see what else. We found out that the governor has a zombie baby. Well, not even a zombie baby. He has a zombie kid. I guess that's his daughter. And he's decided to keep her as she's a zombie. He's brushing his hair, her hair, and some of her scalp comes off from the brush. So she's got a dry scalp. But yeah, so we know that the governor is definitely out of his mind. He's got zombie heads in another room in aquariums, and then he's got his daughter still as a zombie, chained up somewhere, still thinking that she's a real kid. I don't know. Let's see here. Michonne is definitely on to him. As you notice how she was looking through the window. Now I'm wondering, did Michonne see the governor with a kid or small person with a hood over their head? I'm wondering if Michonne saw that, or she just kind of saw. They don't show you, so I'm wondering. I don't know. Rick has definitely gone ballistic zombie killing. Now, when I watched this episode on Twitter, everybody was like, oh my God, Rick is crazy. He's lost it. I don't think so. I think he still has it. I think he's just really ticked off and really needs to let off some steam. His wife just got killed. And, not killed, but died. And it's just, the zombies is just his way of just letting out some anger. So I really don't think Rick's crazy. I really don't. And I love the fact that he picks up that axe and just goes on a killing. They really need to make a really good Xbox 360 The Walking Dead video game. And you could be Rick and you just go around chopping crap up with axes and shooting bow and arrows. I am surprised they haven't come out with a video game. They need to hurry up and do that so I can get it and so I can play it. Let's see what else we got here. Someone gets to find Lori. Yeah, so he went in to go find Lori. We see that Daryl and Maggie go out to find baby formula because that is a must for this baby. Let's see here. Andrea's still a snatch. I don't understand why she can't see that Michonne is right, but Andrea's always gravitating towards douchebags. Look how she was all up Shane's butt. So I definitely believe that Andrea wants some governor penis. Not gonna lie, I think that's what it is. Let's see here. We got Michonne got her sword back. Well, kind of. Well, she did. And let's see here. We saw that the governor has a crazy book. I don't know what he was doodling in, but he definitely has some serious issues. Let's see. Oh, Michonne released when she finds those zombies and she lets them out. And she's like, you see the grin on her face? She's like, come on. It's come on. And the way she chops it. And then when she stomps on that zombie on his head and it just totally explodes, that was awesome. I'm talking about Michonne. You just don't. You don't mess with her. And she definitely could have killed the governor. But of course, if she did, there would be no governor and the show would kind of go in a different direction. So for those that haven't read the comics, if they follow the comics of what something happens, oh man, I'm wondering how it's going to be. Let's see here. Andrea's still in denial. Poor Glenn almost got his butt whooped by Rick. Rick's not having it. I still say that Rick hasn't lost it. Rick finally finds Lori's spot where she was at, and then Rick finds that zombie that ate her and then starts cutting open his belly. And then we got zombie gladiators in the Mayberry town, and oh, it's crazy. Oh, well, that's it for this one. I like this episode, so we'll see what happens. iwatchmike.com. Follow me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy. Peace.